It was said in the beginning of the mass to switch off the devices, but then my homily is on the on the phone. So I was thinking, okay, what will I do? If it was in French, that is my first language, I would have taken the risk to say it without the, but I can't take that chance with the English. So, nobody's going to call me during the homily. Dear brothers and sisters, today's readings speak of perseverance, faith, and the mysterious strength that comes when we keep trusting even when we grow tired. In the first reading, Moses stands on the mountain as Joshua fights below. As long as Moses keeps his hands raised in prayer, Israel is strong. But when his arms grow weary, the battle turns against them. So Aaron and Hur come to support him, one on each side, until victory is won. It is a beautiful image. Faith sustained by others, prayer that does not give up, hope that is shared. The psalm echoes this. Our help is from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. God never sleeps. He watches. Even when our hearts are heavy, even when we cannot pray as before, he remains faithful. And in the gospel, Jesus tells the story of the persistent widow, a woman who refuses to give up asking for justice. She is not powerful. She is not influential. But she is tenacious. Her perseverance moves even an unjust judge. Jesus then asks the piercing question, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Faith, Jesus says, is not about perfection. It's about not giving up. I would like to share something personal to you today. Today, October 19th, marks 14 years since my mother died. And it took me almost 9 years to be able to say those words aloud. My mother died. For a long time, it felt like everything had lost meaning. I had dreams I wanted to share with her. And I would have loved for her to see me as a priest. But she was gone. And silence filled the space. It took time and many years of spiritual direction and prayer to realize that her life and her death were not an ending. But part of a larger story that God was still writing. Slowly, what was once only sorrow became a source of hope. Not a hope that denies pain, but one that transforms it. When I look back now, I see that through those years, God was doing exactly what he did for Moses. When my arms were too tired to lift in prayer, others helped them up. Friends, mentors, community, the church. And when I could no longer find words, God himself carried me. He guarded my coming and going, just as the psalm says, through the scriptures, through small acts of love, through time, he turned my wound into wellspring. So when Jesus asked, will he find faith on earth? I think he's asking, will he find hearts that keep praying, even when they don't understand? Will he find people who still lift their eyes to the hills, even when the path is steep? Faith is not about never doubting. It is about remaining in relationship, like Moses, like the widow, like Timothy, who kept learning from the word. Faith grows in perseverance. Hope is born when we stay, even when staying is hard. And perhaps that is the heart of the readings today. What we become by praying persistently is even more important than the things we get, because what we become takes us to eternity. To you, my dear brothers and sisters, life will bring moments when your arms grow tired, when studies overwhelm you, relationships that disappoint, losses that shake you. In those moments, let others hold you up. Keep praying, not perfectly, but persistently. Keep trusting that our help is from the Lord. Because in time, you will see what I have come to see. When we persevere in faith, even through pain, God quietly transforms our wound into hope and our prayers into strength for others. Amen.